Dictation 4, Rosette, R-O-S-E-T-T-E, Litwiller, L-I-T-W-I-L-L-E-R. May 1964. Address as a letter to Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Akers, A-K-E-R-S-N-P, 8755023, Office of Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K. Dear Mrs. Akers, post-hospital follow-up for Rosette. She presented with weakness and muscle spasms associated to low magnesium, probably related to high dose of omeprazole that she takes for esophageal reflux and prior findings of dilated esophagus. This medication has been discontinued and she has been taking magnesium pills. Comes accompanied with some. There has been progressive weight loss since discharge from the hospital and poor appetite, weight down from 118 to 105. She says to eat a number of snacks through the day, not a real meal. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, does have reflux, no abdominal discomfort, no melena or bleeding, no diarrhea. She's still smoking, has a chronic cough, documented emphysema, no oxygen, purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, sleep apnea. Does have discolor hands and feet, acrocyanosis, probably from poor circulation. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the metoprolol, Norvasc, magnesium, Pepcid, presently not using inhalers of the Prilosec, previously Valsartan, VS Invictor, ALSARTAN, discontinue. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 105, blood pressure by nurse 138.58, looks older than her age, chronically ill, frail, minor tachypnea but no severe respiratory distress, does have emphysematous changes, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, normal S1, S2, no gross palpable neck masses or JVD, there are few telangiectasias on the face, neck, there is severe acrocyanosis on the hands, radial pulses are strong, capillary refill decrease, cyanosis, the skin doesn't feel thick or tight, I don't see ulcerations, it has whiteness of all the fingernails, the lower extremities, poor circulation, cyanosis, minor edema, no gross focal deficit. She's able to open the mouth. I don't see major abnormalities. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from March. Present creatinine 1.31, and this is an improvement when she was in the hospital, representing a GFR 47 stage 3. Normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose. Co- cholesterol less than 200, triglyceride less than 150, LDL 120, with an HDL of 50. TPK in the 224, in the hospital previously 1,100. Most recent magnesium is normal. In the hospital, malanemia 12.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Last PTH normal at 36. Last vitamin D 25 in the low side at 23. Normal TSH. Next paragraph, the most recent CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Emphysema, chronic interstitial changes. No masses or lymph nodes. The gastric folds are thickened. A cyst on the left kidney, excuse me, on the left liver. Esophagus has been dilated. The last echo, last year, August, preserved ejection fraction. Mild degree of pulmonary hypertension, minor other abnormalities. A prior pulmonary function test with severe obstruction. The ratio was 61. FVC was at 64% of predicted. Prior MRI of the abdomen. A benign cyst on the right kidney, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure, improved back to baseline, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no obstruction, urinary retention. This likely represents hypertensive changes. Next number, recent low magnesium symptomatic with weakness and spasm, likely related to poor oral intake and exposure to Prilosec, which was discontinued. Level is back to normal and symptoms resolved. Next number, smoker emphysema has not required any oxygen. Next number, symptoms of esophageal reflux. Abnormalities on CAT scan on the stomach and the esophagus. Prior EGD, apparently no malignancy. This might need to be repeated. Presently well controlled on Pepcid. Next number, acrocyanosis and peripheral vascular disease, hands and lower extremities, likely representing smoker changes. This is not Raynaud, this is more acrocyanosis. She's not ready to discontinue smoking at this point in time. I see signs to lung ejectations, but I'm not convinced that she has systemic sclerosis or scleroderma. She is supposed to see apparently a rheumatologist. They will do appropriate serology testing. Apparently there is a prior history of rheumatoid arthritis, but I don't see deformity of the fingers, and she has not been on any active treatment. All issues discussed with the patient and family member, we will follow over time. End of dictation.